Now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn. A little wet out there today. It turns out to be a rainy day. Kind of funny how, a couple of days ago, Thursday was looking pretty good, and the forecast changed, so April showers today. That's okay. Temperatures are still going to be fine. As a matter of fact, we're in the mid-50s right now. Really not all that bad. It's just a little wet. It's going to get cooler as we head into the weekend, so just get ready for that. You know, we've been in a stretch of some pretty nice weather. We won't know until middle of next week the final numbers for the entire month of April, but it's got to be above average. I mean, we've had several days of 70, even a few days where it got up into the 70s. And that's a little bit unusual because the normal high for us, even today, the normal high is 64, so pretty good stuff. Can't complain about that. Can't complain about the spring weather so far, that's for sure. We're going to be talking in just a couple of minutes about the annual Blessing of the Pets event here in Butler, but we have other things that we'll be discussing today as well. Genetic testing. What do you know about this genetic testing? You see some of the ads on TV, right, for genetic testing to determine about possibly the potential for disease later in life, or possibly to determine your ethnic ancestry. You've seen those commercials, right? Right. So how does it work? Well, we'll talk about that a little bit with Juliana Cintron. She's with one of the companies that provides this genetic testing. It's 23andMe. There are others, by the way, who do it. But we'll talk with Juliana. Today happens to be National DNA Day, so I didn't know that either. But this company recently completed a survey, so we'll get the results of that, talk a little bit about that DNA testing. We'll also chat later on the program today with Isaac Prilatinsky about laughing, the laughing guides. Isaac says being able to laugh is good for you. It's healthy for you, and it can lead to a longer life and a healthier life. Well, that's good, right? I'd like to laugh. Do you like to laugh? Humor and science to get a healthier lifestyle and a better life. So we'll talk with Isaac Prilatinsky about that a little bit later on the program. And we'll meet our first guest here in just a moment or so. Robin Miller is going to be in the studio with us to talk about the blessing of the animals and the pet fair. One of our sponsors on the program today is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Spring cleaning time is here. Have you started yet? I started, actually. I got an early start this year on the spring cleaning. I don't know whether I'll finish. But here's the thing. If you're doing spring cleaning and you end up with a bunch of stuff that you're going to be tossing, you know, into the dumpster or the landfill, consider donating items to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store. Most folks, after spring cleaning, they'll end up with some excess clothing or shoes or household items or even furniture. They can use all of that at the thrift store in the Greater Butler Mart, Route 8 South of Butler, St. Vincent de Paul thrift store. They'll sell the items there. And people who might not ordinarily be able to afford the cost can put them to very good use. And here's the best part of all. Every penny from the operation of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store stays in Butler County. Every penny of the proceeds, it goes to support the Society of St. Vincent de Paul food bank and their client aid program. So you're getting rid of stuff you don't want. You're keeping it out of the landfill. Other people are able to use it, and the money generated stays to support the food bank and the client aid program. That's a pretty good deal, huh? Help us so we can help others. You can contact the Society of St. Vincent de Paul if you need more information. 287-8682. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And again, it's in the Greater Butler Mart, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store, Greater Butler Mart, Route 8, just south of Butler. And there's tons of free parking right outside the door, too. Well, we say hello to a friend of long standing. Robin Miller is here from the Thompson Miller Funeral Home. Robin, good to see you.
Great to see you. Good afternoon.
Always good to see you. And you have our good friend O'Shea with us, too. She was wandering around the studio here a minute or so ago.
Yeah, O'Shea, you know, this is one of her favorite places to come. She loves to come here and visit all of you.
Well, she gave me a look, and I thought maybe she was looking for a treat. I don't have any here, so.
Well, she looks for certain people that give her treats, and I won't mention any names.
Well, I did my best. I was actually talking at the time, so I was trying to, you know, let her know that... Sorry.
You don't have any.
Don't have anything right now.
Well, but that doesn't mean she still likes you.
Well, yes,
for
she wandered out.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't seem to be particularly upset about the whole thing. Robin is here to tell us about an event that, been going on for quite a few years now.
13 years. This
wow.
is our 13th year to have our Blessing of the Animals and Pet Fair.
Yeah, it's coming up soon, right?
It is. It's going to be on Sunday, May the 5th, and it will be from 1:30 to 4:30, and we're going to have it again at the General Butler Vagabonds,
mm-hmm.
and the actual blessing of the animals is going to start at 2:00.
Okay.
And we have vendors there, and we'll have, I know there's one of the vendors, which is the Rainbow Animal Refuge, will have like a bake sale, and they always bring some good food, and we'll have some other food there. So it's just a fun time, and, you know, our four-legged, wonderful animal companions just absolutely do so much for us. And to be able to have this opportunity to have them blessed by an ordained minister, it just warmed my heart. And it's a very exciting event for us to do.
By the way, Sunday, May 5th, if you're like me, you know, May still sounds like it's a ways off. Folks, it's a week from Sunday.
It is.
It's not this Sunday, but it's the following Sunday. That's
it
May
is.
5th already.
Not
so.
Far away.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just around the corner.
Yep.
So you want to mark that down. Is there any cost for this?
There is no cost. It is free admission, and to have your animal blessed is free. Come and just have a great time. One of the other things that we offer, we ask that you bring some monies if you wish to donate. We're going to have a Chinese basket auction.
Mm-hmm.
And this Chinese basket auction is something that we donate, which is very near and dear to my heart. And it's called Canine Companions for Independence. And we learned of this organization way back in the early 2000s. And this is actually how we obtained our grief companion dog at Thompson Miller Funeral Home,
mm-hmm.
O'Shea. And O'Shea and I met in 2006. And ever since then, I have learned so much about this organization and what they do for people and what the dogs do for people in need to be independent. They offer these dogs free of charge. And they don't ever have to raise monies for the organization unless they want to.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
Yes. And there are some organizations that do require that. Canine Companion does not. And each of the dogs, they, I'll tell you a little bit about them just so that you understand how, what a wonderful organization they are. They obtain their own breeding dogs, and they only use Labradors and Golden Retrievers. And they are all out in Santa Rosa, California. This organization started in 1975. And they breed their own dogs, And they are very, very particular as to the personalities and the health issues, and they want to make sure that they are breeding good stock.
These two breeds, Labradors and Golden Retrievers, are particularly good breeds for service dogs, but even then, not all are suitable.
Not all of them are suitable, and to go fast forward, only 30% of the dogs that they breed, raise, and train will actually graduate and work with a person.
Mm.
They are very, very particular with their dogs. They want them to be very suitable for the individual that is obtaining one of their dogs. They don't want dogs to have health issues. They don't want dogs to have any kind of a social issue, which is very important because actually this is a service dog organization. And they provide dogs for people who are physically challenged, also people who have who are deaf, and they have what you call hearing dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have what you call skilled companion dogs. And most of the time, those kinds of dogs are go with a younger person, a child who is very physically challenged, and they have a guardian, adult, parent that is in charge of the dog.
I was looking at their brochure. I love their, they have a little phrase, exceptional dogs for exceptional people.
Yes.
That's nice.
And it is nice. And that's exactly what it is. And just as I was explaining to you how very particular they are in distributing their dog to the right person as well as having the right dog for the right person.
Mm-hmm.
We were very, very fortunate, and we feel so very blessed to obtain one of their dogs. And what is different from O'Shea, from some of the other dogs that they provide, is that O'Shea is what you call a facility dog. O'Shea is not a dog to be used for an individual. O'Shea is a dog that is working in a facility to help the people within that facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but O'Shea still had to learn all of the commands, which there are 42 commands that they learn.
Wow.
And some of the particular ones are, for all of their types of dogs that they distribute, is that they can turn light switches on and off. They can open and close doors and drawers. They can pick things up off the floor. So they are to help people to be independent, to be able to be independent. And so through the whole process of birthing them, raising them, training them professionally, it costs about $50,000, which sounds absolutely crazy. But that is basically what it costs for one dog, for canine companions, for independent, to provide for an individual.
Mm-hmm. And well, even after they're selected as having the right temperament and so on, I'm sure there's another lengthy training period.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They have to continue. Canine companions, this is the other very interesting part. They provide their dogs for free, but legally, Canine Companions for Independence still owns the dog. So they check on their dogs very often. They want their vet exams, and they want all the information from their veterinarian after you've gone through your yearly checkup. They want to know everything about any kind of problems that you're having with your dog, if it's health or if it's some kind of a personality issue. So they actually, there were about most of the time every year they would check on O'Shea to make sure that we are getting along okay and O'Shea is doing her job right. So it's an unbelievable situation.
Very scrupulous.
Yeah.
Canine Companions for Independence. And those who are attending the annual Blessing of the Animals and Pet Fair can help this organization by buying some chances for the baskets.
Yes,
right?
Yes. We will have our our Chinese vaccine auctions are pretty exciting. And so, of course, we provide all different kinds of baskets. And I want to thank the Butler Radio Network for providing several baskets for that. And I know that they have been the popular ones at our Chinese basket auctions. So
excellent.
Bring some money if you're willing to come and win a chance to win a really exciting basket.
We're talking about the annual Blessing of the Animals and Pet Fair. Take your animal, dog, cat, turtle, I guess, whatever, right?
Yes, yeah. And you know what? Last year we had a skunk.
Really?
We did.
I hope it was fixed.
It was, and it was in a cage. So, yes, we get all different kinds of animals. We've had birds, we've had snakes, we've had skunks, and, of course, the majority has been dogs and cats.
Cats.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But we do ask that when you come that your dog or any animal that you bring is either contained in a cage or on a leash, and that they are pretty well able to be sociably able to be apart and work okay and be happy with other pets and other people.
We've all seen dogs who go ballistic at the sight of any other dog,
right,
within a 3-mile radius.
Right. And they do get excited. You know, of course, the dog come in, they see other dogs, they get excited, and that's okay. But we just want everybody to be safe, and we don't want anybody to have a problem or be fearful of any for any reason. So we just ask that you have your pet well controlled.
That's good. This takes place a week from Sunday. Sunday, May 5th, and it's at the General Vagabond Hall in Lindora, which is a wonderful venue for you because
it
you
is.
Don't have to worry about the weather, if it might happen to rain or something like that.
Well, and you know, Dave, there was one year when it snowed.
Really?
Yes, in May. And so we used to have it
outdoors.
Yeah. And when that year, when it snowed several years ago, that's when I decided, no more. We're going to an inside venue.
It's not only a little chilly for the pets, but for mom and dad, too.
Absolutely.
You mentioned, talking with Robin Miller from Thompson Miller Funeral Home, you mentioned there'll be vendors there.
Showing
what kind of wares.
Yes, we're excited about our vendors. We have a variety of vendors, and I'll name a few of them. One is that we are having the Rainbow Animal Refuge, and we're having a lady who makes homemade dog treats,
yeah,
and that is Wolf Stop Barkery. And we are going to have a professional photographer there, which she usually comes every year and takes some really wonderful pictures. We're going to have the Butler Dog Training Association for anyone who may have some questions about training their dog or taking some classes that can help their dog with training.
There's a local
issues.
Group that does that here?
Yes, Butler Dog Training. They're a wonderful group of people. Yes. And then we will have some people that are selling some pet items such as toys. And we have a lady that she calls herself Family Ties Creations. And she makes, they're like tug toys for dogs, for animals of some type. And she makes them homemade. We're going to have the Butler Radio Network there. And I heard it, I was just talking to a couple of people here at the station, and they're going to have a game of some type going on at their table, so we're looking forward to that.
Good.
And then we're going to have Adam Wormsley, and he comes, this is about his third or fourth year that he will be joining us, and he does live caricatures.
Of your pet?
Of our pet.
Huh.
And he can do it you with your pet, or he can just do your pet, or whatever you want. But he does a wonderful job.
Have you ever had a caricature made of you, Robin?
Yes, I did, with O'Shea. And it was quite interesting.
I've had it done a couple of times, too.
It is. It's fun.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah. So he will be there. And then we're also going to have, and I must tell you, I'm very excited about this, is that we're going to have an animal chiropractor.
Oh.
And his name is Dr. David Smolensky from the Mars and Chiropractic, Family Chiropractic in Mars. And we have taken O'Shea to him since I got O'Shea in 2006. And O'Shea never had a problem, of course, with any issues because, as I said before, in order for me to obtain one of canine companions for independent dogs, they want them to be very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so O'Shea is very healthy, and I must say that she is now 15 years old, and I was able to bring her here to the station, and she's a happy girl, and I truly believe that part of that is because Dr. David Smolensky has kept her aligned chiropractically, kept her adjusted. We go fairly often throughout the year to have her adjusted, and she is amazing for 15 years. So he is going to be there at the pep listing, and he usually comes every year, and I'm so excited that he's coming back. And he will adjust your pet. He will talk to you. If you have questions, if you're concerned, if you're worried about having your pet adjusted, he's wonderful to talk to. He is very gentle. It is probably O'Shea's absolute favorite doctor to go to. Because he is very gentle. He's very kind. I think he likes the animals way better than the people.
I read a magazine article last year about the growing popularity of animal chiropractic for, you know, for your pets.
Right. And so there are times when O'Shea would be limping or she'd be off somewhat, and I would take her to Dr. David Smolensky, and he would adjust her, and she came home just fine.
She's aging well.
She is aging very well. So we are very pleased about that. So I encourage you that when you come to our pet blessings, to talk with him. Ask him questions. He explains things so very well, and he's a very kind man.
I suppose other things like the latest in collars and leashes and that sort of thing. Have you seen these leashes that they unwind? It's like a
like the retractable leashes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of the terminology because I don't have one, but
right.
It's like, you know, one of those surveyors, tape measures. It's, mm-hmm. you know, hundreds of
right.
yards. And you
can right.
Just,
right.
I guess they work. I don't know.
I don't use one, so I don't know a whole lot about them. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you a little tidbit that I learned from Dr. Smolensky is that to just go out on a walk with your dog with a collar is not good because what it does is it pulls just on their neck.
Oh.
And so if you use a harness on a dog, that way you put it around its body,
mm-hmm.
and it's not jerking it in one spot.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
And you won't have to worry about being painful either. Just
right.
think, folks, if you had a
the same, yeah, if you
collar
had a collar
around your neck, and mm-hmm. that's what somebody was mm-hmm. pulling you, or if you were pulling against
absolutely
a leash
yes.
with the harness. I've seen the harnesses.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, and they're much more healthier and more congenial for the dog to wear.
Anybody that's a golfer, you know, the new carry bags in the past decade or so, they have a harness now that you can put on instead of putting them just on
oh,
one shoulder.
Well, yeah, that makes sense,
makes
too.
Makes a tremendous difference.
I am sure.
Yeah.
And then you're not lopsided either.
That's right.
Well, absolutely.
Used to be all lopsided. It takes a lot of strain off when you're carrying a bag,
yes,
that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So no entrance fee here. There's no admission. It would be nice if you wanted to buy a few tickets for, you know, one of the
for the
baskets
Chinese basket auction, yes.
Being
yes,
auctioned
we would
off.
Fully appreciate that because this is how I would like you to think about this. As we donate to Canine Companions for Independence, you are donating to help someone obtain a dog who could be in a wheelchair, a quadriplegic, that it can be for all ages, for a child as well as an adult. We're looking at a picture right now in the brochure of a college student who is able to attend college because she has a canine companion for independent dog.
And she's wheelchair bound.
Yes.
But there's the dog just leading her along.
Absolutely. Yeah. And these dogs are also, they can be trained to pull your wheelchair. If you need that to happen, they can pull them. It's just amazing what they train them to do.
Is there this Canine Companions for Independence, you say they're headquartered in Santa Rosa, California?
Yes, they're headquartered in California, Santa Rosa, but they have 6 training centers, and 2 of them are in California. One's in Texas, one's in Ohio, one's in New York, and one's in Florida. And we got O'Shea from Ohio. That was the closest center that I could go to. And so to tell you a little bit about how this happened with O'Shea, it's a long process. It truly is, and it's almost like adopting a child. They're very, very particular as to who would be qualified to obtain one of the dogs. Mm-hmm. So long story short, once they found what they call a match for me to use O'Shea to work in our funeral home as a comfort and a companion dog, as a facility dog, then I had to go to the training center in Ohio for 2 weeks. And I was in a class of 7 of other people who were also getting a dog for different reasons. And there were people there that were getting a dog for their service dog or a skilled companion dog. And so we had to learn to work with these dogs for 2 weeks because they learned
the commands as well, just right. As the dogs did.
Right.
This takes place, folks, a week from Sunday. Not this Sunday, but it's the following one. It's May 5th, believe it or not. And it's in the afternoon, right? What are the hours again,
It's Robin? From 1:30 to 4:30. Mm-hmm. And the actual blessing will start at 2.
Okay.
And we will have an ordained minister. In fact, I will tell you that we usually had Pastor Toberman from St. Mark's, and he has now retired. And so we have now asked David Jantz, Pastor David Jantz from the First United Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. So he will be there to bless our pets.
1:30 to 4:30. You don't have to stay the whole time, of course, but that's when they'll be set up, and the blessing will take place at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Place is the General Butler Vagabond Center. That's in Lindora, just off Whitestone Road. I think everybody around here knows where that is.
Very easy to get to.
It's the annual Blessing of the Animals and Pet Fair. And it's the 13th year for it, and it's a pretty neat thing.
It is, and you know what? Even if you don't have a pet and you like animals and you like pets, it's so fun to see the other pets that come. It really is. It's just an enjoyable time.
One final thing as our time runs out here today. If you have a pet that has died, could you take, a collar or...
thank you for reminding me of that. Yes, you can bring that. We've had people that have actually brought the urn, the cremation urn. You can bring a collar, bring a picture. If you have a pet that is sick or deceased, bring their picture and we can bless it. Yes, thank you for that. Absolutely.
Thank you for being here, Robin. Good
thank
to see you.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. We always love coming here.
Yeah, and I love to see O'Shea.
Thank you. Thank you.
More to come. We'll take a break. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be talking for a few minutes about genetic testing. Have you ever seen some of these TV commercials for genetic testing? What's this all about? We'll talk to a representative of one company who does this, 23andMe, and we'll be chatting on the telephone with Juliana Cintron. So stick around. That's next here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words.
I'm Dr. Robert Waltrip, a shoulder specialist at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers. New technology has revolutionized shoulder replacement surgery and allows precise placement of components to optimize patient outcomes. I was one of the first surgeons in the region to incorporate innovative three-dimensional computer planning software in shoulder replacement surgery. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, please visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
You've seen the hit show Dancing with the Stars. Now see your favorite Butler celebrities hit the dance floor for an evening of fun and fundraising. On Saturday, May 11th, the Butler County Symphony invites you to join them for Dance with Butler County Celebrities at the Days Inn. See ballroom dance performances by Commissioners Kevin Buzo and Leslie Oshie, BC3 President Dr. Nick Newpower, and Butler County Ford's Kathy Glasgow, and many more. Tickets are available for the Saturday, May 11th event at the Symphony office or at butlersymphony.org.
National DNA Day. What does that mean? Well, we'll find out here on the next segment. It's your turn here on WISR. My name is Dave Malarkey, and we'll be chatting for a few minutes with Juliana Cintron from 23andMe. Juliana, what's 23andMe anyway?
Hi, Dave. So 23andMe is a direct-to-consumer genetic testing company that provides customers with reports on both their ancestry and health.
Many of our listeners will have heard of it, maybe seen some of your TV commercials. Are a lot of Americans interested in this, getting genetic testing done? Is this becoming more and more popular?
Yeah, so we actually conducted a survey to gauge Americans' interest in genetic testing and also their overall knowledge on genetics. And we found that about 75% of the Americans that we surveyed ranked health information as their top interest for doing a test like 23andMe.
So what's the deal? Can we predict health risks in the future of our lives by getting this done?
Yeah, so, you know, like you mentioned, there's this curiosity of people wanting to know more about themselves. So people can find this information empowering and can it could lead to informed decisions and better lifestyle choices about their health. What a lot of people don't know is that there are genetic components to certain health diseases, and so 23andMe is able to tell you whether you have variants that put you at an increased risk for developing certain conditions. Now, it's by no means diagnostic. We're not a diagnostic service, so we're not telling you if you're definitely going to get a disease, but just the genetic component, how your DNA can influence that risk.
Mm-hmm. And it's not all diseases, and as you say, it's not a certainty, but we do know from medical research that certain conditions, certain diseases tend to be genetic. You know, they can be passed on from one generation to the next in a family.
Yeah. Exactly.
How long does this process take? In fact, let's start a little earlier. What do you do if you decide to get genetic testing done? What's the methodology?
Sure. So through 23andMe, it's a simple saliva test. So you spit into a tube. Your saliva contains DNA, which our laboratory extracts. They put that DNA on a chip that reads hundreds of thousands of variants in your genome, and then reports are generated based on well-established medical and scientific literature. So it takes about 3 to 5 weeks for you to receive your results within your secure online account, and it's a wealth of information. We keep adding reports as we make new genetic associations, and as we are able to, on the ancestry side, get more people to take the test and update our reference population.
So how do you read these chips, if you can explain that in layperson's language anyway? Once you extract the DNA, how do you read it?
So all of the DNA testing is done in our laboratory, and it's based on genetic variants that are well established. So we're looking at your DNA and comparing it to that. And we're looking at the A, C, T's, and G's within your DNA to see what variants you have based on our research.
Would it be helpful to get a DNA sample from your parents or your grandparents as well, or is that not necessary?
Yeah, it's not necessary to know about yourself, but a lot of people find this information interesting. Part of our ancestry service, you can figure out what percentages you inherited from each of your parents. If you have at least one biological parent, take the test as well.
What's it cost?
So it's about, right now we actually have a promotion for Mother's Day. It's 30% off the Health and Ancestry service. Typically it's $199 for the Health and Ancestry, and then $99 for the Ancestry only service.
Okay. And you can do this online? You can order it online?
Yes. Yes, so it's very easy. You can go to our store at 23andMe.com. You can also purchase us at select retail stores. We are available at places like Target and CVS.
What does the 23andMe name come from? I seem to remember from my health class long ago. Does that have to do with the number of chromosomes or something?
Yeah, it's the pairs of chromosomes.
Ah, okay. So 23 pairs. Everybody has 23 pairs.
Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah. And based on our survey, we actually found that there's still a lot of room to grow on the general understanding of genetics. Fewer than half of the people that we asked, so about 41%, of those that we surveyed knew that DNA is organized into chromosomes. So part of our mission is to help people not only have access to, but also understand the human genome. And so we want to educate our consumers on genetics. And so we have tutorials and modules for them to learn more, through the report.
My study of genetics was very, very brief. I guess in high school, maybe in undergraduate school, I had a health class, I'm not sure. But, we talked about the experiments with fruit flies, I remember that. And then also a couple of other things that apparently are determined by genetics. What color eyes you have, for most folks it's either blue or brown.
These are reports that you can actually find through 23andMe. They're trait reports, and you can see based on genetics what color of eyes you're more likely to have.
What about handedness? In other words, whether you're right-handed or left-handed, does that have anything to do with genetics? Do you test for that at all?
We don't have a report on that, it's not to say that we won't in the future. We're constantly, trying to find new genetic associations. And part of 23's core mission is research. So we do have a research component. About 80% of our customers participate in research. This is completely voluntary. Customers do have to make a separate choice to opt in, and they can opt out at any time. But we're constantly updating the survey questions, and a lot of those answers have led to the reports that we offer in terms of traits. So it could be one that we offer in the future.
I'm sure there are some parents who might be interested in this to be able to pass on this information to their children because it would be valuable for them as well, right?
Definitely. So 66% of Americans that we surveyed are interested in learning about these genetic variants that they can pass on to their children. That could mean an increased risk for certain diseases.
We're talking with Juliana Cintron from 23andMe. One final question here, a couple of questions about this heritage thing, this ancestry thing. How the heck do you determine that from somebody's DNA? You spit in a bottle, and how do you determine your ethnic heritage from that, for goodness sakes?
Yeah, so we're looking at your genetic similarity to the reference populations that are already established. So if your DNA matches one of our reference populations, we assign you a percentage to that.
Is this fairly accurate? Have you done any studies to see just how accurate this is?
Yeah, we're able to tell you about where your ancestry is from to the 0.1%.
But it's very seldom just one ancestry, right? Because of marriage and people moving from place to place, you might have mixed ancestry.
Actually, we found that our customers can trace their ancestry back to at least 5 different reference populations.
Hmm. And so you get these answers all online. What, do you get a pie chart or something with regard to your ethnic heritage?
Yeah, so we provide you, it looks kind of like a wheel. You can see your percentages based on the reference populations. And what these reference populations are, they're groups of people, of data that we have, of people with known ancestry. So within the report, it tells you how many people make up that data set that you're being matched up against.
And what about, finally, the health risks, the potential health risks? How's that delineated
the response? It's important to keep in mind that we're not a diagnostic service, so we're not telling you whether or not you're going to get a disease, but we can tell you whether or not you have a variant that puts you at an increased risk. So that's going to be our genetic health risk report. And we can also tell you if you have a variant that you can pass on to your children, which are carrier status tests. And we are authorized by the FDA. Certain reports go through this authorization. And in order to gain that authorization, we had to prove over 99% accuracy.
Hmm. Interesting findings from the recent study by 23andMe, the DNA study. Juliana Cintron from 23andMe. Thanks, Juliana. Nice to talk with you today. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to talk to you too, Dave. Thanks so much.
Alrighty. So long now.
Bye-bye.
Michael's Restaurant is now open for breakfast at 7 a.m. Join us for breakfast any day of the week, including after church on Sundays. Have you made plans for dinner yet? Bring the family for a great home-cooked meal. Michael's Restaurant also offers great Sunday dinner specials, stuffed chicken breasts, stuffed pork chops, lasagna, and more.
Pittsburgh commuters, are you tired of sitting in traffic while wasting all of your money on parking fees, wear and tear on your vehicle, and gas? Butler Transit is a commuter's choice from Butler County to Pittsburgh. BTA's chartered buses offer free park and ride locations, onboard Wi-Fi, and charging stations, and real-time bus location technology. Stop worrying about traffic, detours, and downtown parking. Catch a bus at a location near you. Visit butlertransit.com for daily schedules, mobile ticketing, and a stress-free commute.
Springtime is finally here, so get to Osterling's Lawn and Garden. Potatoes, onion bulbs, shallots, and garlic are all in stock. Chickens, ducks, and turkeys will be arriving the week of April 8th. Plus, asparagus, horseradish, and rhubarb roots will be in. Blueberries, raspberries, grapes, and much more will also be available. Stock up on lawn supplies like grass seed, lime, fertilizer, and Bonai crabgrass preventer. Decorate outside with hummingbird and oriole feeders. Eliminate pests with Bonai Dormant Oil and fruit tree sprays. Also, protect your dog with Salvo flea and tick collars. You can find it all at Osterling's Lawn and Garden in Butler.
Coming up on the next segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR Listeners, my name is Dave Malarkey. We're going to be talking about the laughing guides today. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? Our guest joins us by telephone. He is Isaac Pelotensky, who is the co-author of the Laughing Guides Trilogy. Isaac, nice to meet you. Nice to have you with us for a few minutes here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is a series of three books, the Laughing Guides Trilogy, and you're talking about combining humor and science.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about this. Where did this idea come from, Isaac?
Well, a few years ago, my wife and I were planning a book, and I just said to her, look, I think people will be more interested in reading about health and well-being if we insert some humor into the book. So I started writing short introductions to each chapter, and this was going to be one book. The book grew into three books, and I started publishing the brief pieces, some of them in the newspaper. And before I knew it, people were laughing and enjoying my humor about life and happiness and well-being. And I said, let's go with it. Let's write the Laughing Guide to Well-Being, the Laughing Guide to Change, and the Laughing Guide to a Better Life.
A little bit about our guest listeners. Isaac Pelotensky is the former dean of the School of Education and Human Development at the University of Miami. He is currently a professor there. And his wife, Aura, is the co-author of these books. She earned her doctorate in counseling psychology at the University of Toronto, and she has taught in Australia at Victoria University, also at Vanderbilt, and at the University of Miami. Do these three books come in a set, Isaac, or do you purchase them separately? How does that work?
So they can be purchased independently, each one by itself, and they can be read in any order. And each book contains two sides, what we call the laughing side, where the humor introduces or summarizes the scientific part. So each book has a laughing side and a learning side. And if you're interested in reading some of my humor, you can go to thelaughingguide.com, thelaughingguide.com, and I have a humor blog where you can get a sense of how we address some very serious issues in a laughing manner.
Well, let's talk about the first book, The Laughing Guide to a Better Life, Using Humor and Science to Improve Yourself, Your Relationships, and Your Surroundings. It's in this book that you introduce the I can model. Tell us about that. What's that stand for, Isaac? I can.
Yes. So basically, the I stands for interactions, the C for context, the A for awareness, and the N for next steps. And if you think about your well-being, interactions are perhaps one of the most influential aspects of our health and happiness. So we teach people two things, how to connect and how to communicate with other people. If you master these two competencies, connection and communication, you will improve your health and happiness. What about context? The C for context is about reading cues in the environment and changing cues in the environment. There are many things we can do to improve our environment to make it healthier for us. For example, we can put our gym clothes next to our bed, so when we get up in the morning, we're reminded that we need to exercise. This is changing the cue. Reading cues is about controlling the bombardment of unhealthy messages we get every day in the news, in commercials. Awareness is about knowing yourself and knowing the issue, what you're dealing with. And next steps is about make a plan and make it stick. And we have a proven method in the book about how to make a successful change plan.
I'm somewhat aware of the concept of reading cues. I know when I was in undergraduate school studying communication theory, it was very important when you're interacting with people to be alert to not only visual cues, body language, eye contact, and so on, but also vocal cues as they were communicating with you. Very, very important to be alert to that, right?
Exactly, exactly. So we have to be really good detectives of our environment. And we have to understand what are people, places, and things telling us. You know, when we watch TV, the TV is talking to us, communicating with us, telling us, go buy this, do that. When we're communicating with other people, they're always telling us something. They're telling us how they're feeling, what's going on with their lives. So we have to become good detectives of cues in the environment. Exactly.
You might think that this is a little bit of a strange juxtaposition, folks, if you haven't seen these books, the interaction of humor and science. Well, our guest, Isaac Prelutinsky, is the guy to talk about that. He is the recipient of awards by the National Newspaper Association for his humor writing, and awards from the Division of Community and Counseling Psychology from the American Psychological Association for his scholarly work. So, Isaac, you have combined this in your own life, humor and science, have you not?
Most definitely. And at home, humor is an essential part of our lives. You know, my wife hasn't been married to me for 36 years just for my looks, you know? So we really make the best of sometimes difficult situations. And in the book, we use humor because we really believe that you can get smarter through laughter. When you're laughing, you create positive emotions, and these positive emotions open your mind to new possibilities in life. So we really believe, and there is evidence, that you can get smarter, healthier, and happier through laughter.
Let's take a quick break. We have a few more minutes to chat with our guest, Isaac Prelutinsky. We'll pick up our conversation with him here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words.
Hi, this is Howie Pinckney with Pinckney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pinckney at Pinckney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Welcome back. I'm Dave Malarkey, and on this segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR, we're chatting with Isaac Pilotensky. He's the co-author, along with his wife, Aura, of a series of three books that use humor and science to improve yourself, your relationships, and your surroundings. Well, let's talk a little bit about the book that you mentioned just before we took a break there, Isaac, and that's The Laughing Guide to Change, because the whole motto of this book is getting smarter through laughter. So how do you do this? You have to be able to control your behaviors, your emotions, your thoughts, don't you?
Exactly. And the good thing, Dave, is that there is a lot of science behind the competencies to improve your health and well-being. So how do we master our behaviors? One, we have to set a goal. What do I want to achieve? Do I want to lose weight? Do I want to exercise? Do I want to reduce stress? Do I want to improve my relationship with my spouse? Do I want to get along better with my boss? We have to have a goal, and there are better and not so good ways of setting a goal. So we teach that in the book. Then it's important to create positive habits. So getting healthier is just a matter of habit. If you think you can benefit from mindfulness meditation, make a habit of doing 5-10 minutes a day. If you really want to begin exercising, start doing it gradually, but make a habit, make a ritual of it. And there are also skills to control your emotions and to improve your positive emotions. So exercising gratitude in life, saying thank you to people who have helped you along the way, savoring good moments, celebrating achievements with your loved ones. So there are many ways to increase our positive emotional bank account. And also there are concrete skills to improve your thoughts. There are ways to challenge negative assumptions about ourselves. And there are ways to write a new, more positive story about your life. So we describe all these skills in easy-to-implement steps, peppered with a lot of humor.
Tell us a little bit about the structure of these books, Isaac. As I understand it, you have a laughing side and then a learning side. Can you talk about that structure a little bit?
Yes, exactly. So there is research supporting the notion that when we laugh, we learn better. It opens up our minds, and we are readier to learn and to absorb new information. Humor does something else. Humor also helps us to lower our defense mechanisms. So I do a lot of self-deprecation in the book. I talk about my girly voice, which I'm sure your listeners are wondering about, and I laugh about my big ears, and, you know, nobody's perfect. So I start by providing an example of self-deprecation. And if we're willing to laugh at ourselves, we are more willing to learn how to improve ourselves. So this is really the structure of the book. get into a jovial mood, into a fun mood, and the learning will be so much better and lasting.
You know, it's interesting that you mention self-deprecation. I'm reminded of former President Barack Obama, who has rather large ears. I mean, it's not that tremendous, but he does have big ears. And cartoonists, you know, political cartoonists, they seized on that. And when they would draw these political cartoons, they always gave him these gigantic oversized ears. And he used to joke about it, you know. He would be making a press appearance or something, and, you know, he would say, yeah, the ears, right? And then he would laugh. And there you go, you know, self-deprecation. It eases everything, puts everybody in a good frame of mind, and you get a good chuckle out of it, you know.
Exactly. And humor and laughter, there is research showing that it's not just humor, but the actual act of smiling and laughing. These create very many positive effects. You know, humor and laughter, they reduce pain, they help improve the immune system, they buffer against stressors in life, they help with negative mood, they prevent burnout, they prevent stress from becoming depression, and they even decrease allergic reactions. So I think we would all be much better off if we're willing to laugh at the world and laugh at ourselves.
Where can listeners get in touch with you, Isaac, if they want to find out more about what we've been discussing here for the last few moments?
Thank you for the opportunity. So they can go to my website, ProfessorIsaac.com, ProfessorIsaac.com, or just send me an email here at the university, Isaac@miami.edu, Isaac@miami.edu. And if they want to read some of my more scientific work, they go to ProfessorIsaac.com. If they want to read some more of the lighthearted, the humor material, they can go to TheLaughingGuide.com.
The Laughing Guides to a Better Life, to Change, to Well-Being. It's a trilogy written by, co-authored by our guest, Isaac Prelutensky, along with his wife, Aura. Well, thanks for chatting with us today. This is kind of an interesting subject to explore. Thanks for being with us today, Isaac.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
We now join Pittsburgh Pirate Baseball in progress. They're in the bottom of the first with the Arizona Diamondbacks leading the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-0. With you.
precious a few are the moments we two can share. Are the moments we two can share. Precious and few are the moments we two can.